Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
No, I've never been mellow. Welcome to the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. My name is Patrick Foster. I'm your host for today. And I want to tell everyone that if you listen to yesterday's episode, at the beginning of it, I was talking about some things that I wanted to remind everyone of, all the listeners to this podcast, some Suburbs Pod business, in other words. But I left off a very important item from that list. But as circumstance would have it, I have a way to remind you of that and play you something very interesting. So I'm going to go through that list again, and I'm going to add on a fifth item, and that fifth item is going to be the subject of our Friday podcast today. I want to remind everyone that the month is running down. This episode will be published on August 26, 2022, and that means the month is almost up. Just a few days left, 31 of them in August by the calendar we use around here. And I want everyone to get in their picks for new music. Please try to do that by September 5th. That gives you roughly 10 days to get those picks in. Now, for new music picks, of course, we need to hear your voice. So you can send a voice file, record it on your phone, on your home audio setup, and just email it to rock@suburbspod.com. Or you can call the Suburban Party line and just dial in there and leave your pick for August new music. You can choose up to two songs or two albums. That number is 612-440-1984. So do that. Now, also, you have a deadline also for September 5th, and that is to book a room at a discounted rate for Suburbs Fest. Suburbs Fest East is coming up. This will be the third fest that we've held. We held one last year around the same time in the D.C. area, and then we had Suburbs Fest Midwest out in Chicago from August 4th to 6th. Thanks to all who joined us out there. That was so much fun. And then we're going to have a third one. September 29th to October 1st. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. There's a hootenanny, open mic night on the first night, and that was so much fun in Chicago, my goodness. And then on night two, speaking of Chicago, Frank Muffin is going to play a concert with the Half Smokes at Hank Deedle's Tavern. That's going to be coming up on the Friday. And then Saturday night, there's a four-band show. Jay Schnitt's going to perform. Evan and his band Late Earth are going to perform. My band Wingtip Slope will play, and there's two other guys in it too, so it's their band as well. And then Apollo 66 at the top of the bill. It's going to be a blast, just like it was last year. That's going to be at the American Legion Post 41, where we had so much fun last year. Okay, so we got those two things checked off, right? A third thing is, if you have any comments on the episodes / topics that we recorded while we were at Suburbs Fest Midwest, please send those in. Same thing. Send a voice file. Call the Suburban Party line. Let us know what you think. There are all kinds of interesting topics that came up out there. Brittany from Frank Muffin came up with a cool idea. Non-musical sound effects that are in songs and how you recognize the songs based on the sound effects. That was a good one. We also had a question of bands that you think or artists you think should be bigger than they are. We had one on real life encounters with musicians that weren't at shows or music venues. And the list went on. There was 9 topics altogether. So go back, listen to those episodes if you have not already. And if you have any comments on those, you want to fill in some of the stories you've already heard from a couple people, make sure to do that. Number 4 that I mentioned yesterday is I'm looking to put an episode together on songs that mention waking up at sundown or after sundown, okay? One example I have is the band Yola Tengo. They have a song called Drug Test that mentions having breakfast while the sun goes down. So those are the kind of things I'm looking for that. I'll put something together later on and hopefully that'll be good. Now, there was one that I left off. This is the fifth thing. Piece of business that I wanted to mention to everybody, and I'm sorry that I forgot about this, but I want to bring it up now, and as I said, I've got something else to share with you. What was the first record you bought? That's a series that we've done a couple of already, and we want to hear your response to this question. What was the first record you bought with your own money? Okay. You know, there's the own money thing. There's also, like, music that was gifted to you, which we'll hear something about. It doesn't necessarily have to be a vinyl. It doesn't have to be an LP. It can be a CD. It can be a tape. Be anything. But that first one that you went out and got with your own money, what was that? And how do you feel about it now, of course? So remember those five things. You got your new music. If you want to get a discounted room to stay at Suburbs Fest, you got to book that by September 5th. Go to our website, suburbspod.com, and click on the Suburbs Fest banner. All the info's there. If you want to comment on the episodes from Suburbs Fest Midwest, and if you know any songs that mention waking up at sundown or after sundown, get those in. And then finally, what was the first record you bought? Okay, that's all the business. Take the whole weekend to let that soak into your head. Now, right now, Jason Goebel, he's going to take us out because he responded to what was the first record he bought. Sent in quite an interesting call. So let's cue that up, and we'll hear what Jason had to say.
Hey, Jim and Pat. Jason Goebel. Hope you're doing well. I can't remember what the first vinyl I would have purchased. I only owned vinyl really through high school, and I am pretty sure I purchased vinyl during my high school years, but I can't remember what would have been the first thing I purchased while I was in high school. I do remember the first gift of music I got. My parents bought me and my sister a cassette player, and the first two cassettes we got were Billy Joel's Glass Houses and Olivia Newton-John's Physical. I like to think I was the guy who picked out the Billy Joel cassette, but I do remember listening to Olivia Newton-John a lot, so I could have been the Olivia Newton-John guy. I don't know.
You may.
I do clearly, though, remember the first CD I purchased, and I got my CD player in 1989, and the first CD I bought with my own money was Don Henley's The End of the Innocents. I still like that CD. The song The Heart of the Matter remains one of my favorite songs to date. So was very happy and remain very happy with that purchase. Thanks for allowing us to reminisce, and I'll speak to you guys later.
Speaking of Suburbs Fest,